I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United Nations says war and hunger threaten to destroy Sudan. Undersecretary General Martin Griffiths calls on the international community to respond. John, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says
Sudan has always been in the background of world news, even though it has been a hotspot of persecution, ethnic and religious, for decades. Sudan was deeply broken before the current intramilitary war.
Heavy fighting blocks aid workers from reaching those in need as the conflict spreads from the capital and Darfur. Hundreds of thousands of children are severely malnourished and at imminent risk of death if left untreated. Ask God to help believers who are caught in the crossfire and look for the full story online to help send food or other aid to believers. And join us in praying that people will see the hope of Christ through gospel workers. And the Lord is doing miraculous things in Iran. One woman called Heart for Iran's 24/7 prayer line after seeking the truth for weeks.
She had seen Mohabbat channel and she had heard about Jesus, but she was so confused because she was a devout Muslim. She was praying, God, tell me the truth.
Heart for Iran's Nazanin Baghestani says the woman finally received an answer in the middle of her morning ritual.
It was before dawn and it was still dark, but all of a sudden the light came and this voice said, it is me. And she knew that it was Jesus. And that was it. She said, I am going to follow Jesus the rest of my life. She just folded her namaz. She threw it away.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.